Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
For this organization, that hadn't been done in a long time.
And snap is back. Blitz again.
I'm planning for this to be the golden year.
Deep fade, left side. Backs in. Touchdown.
Let's go!
J. Will and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPNU. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs for protection on the road and on the water. See how much you can save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Does Dak Prescott have it?
Woo!
Joe Burrow's got it.
There's certain cats, yo, that you meet them, you're like, damn, that feels different.
Jalen Hurts, he's got it. We got to see him in the playoffs.
But he has it. He's got it.
It.
The question is it inside of Dak? Is it inside of him?
You say yes or no, Jay.
I think it is.
Me too.
It hasn't reared his head.
But yet. I have to admit, usually it makes a guy more than the sum of his parts. I look at Dak. He's big, strong, fast, got an arm, can read defenses, got a good team around him every year, receivers, coaches, the whole thing. Well, coaches, you could argue, but the whole thing. Usually, if you have a package like that and you have it, you're more than the sum of your parts. For whatever reason, I feel like Dak is less, so I don't know what to make of that. But a lot of people, like Nichols in North Carolina, maybe they do know what to make of it. What is it, Nichols? Does he have it or not?
Yeah, hey, guys. I don't think Dak has the it. And the reason why, you know, just watching him over the years and listening to him over the years, he just does not seem to be comfortable in his own skin. I'm not taking anything away from his prowess on the field. He's a fabulous quarterback. He plays quarterback in the NFL. But he just does not seem to be comfortable in his own skin. He seems to be constrained in some way. He doesn't seem to play with the freedom that he needs to play with. Even somebody like Baker Mayfield has it, as far as I'm concerned. That just doesn't have it. I think he's got to feel a little bit more comfortable about himself.
Nichols, where are you from, real quick? What part of North Carolina?
I live in Raleigh.
Okay, RDU, stand up, baby. Durham, stand up.
Got family in Raleigh.
Absolutely.
Nichols, you have a legit point here. There does feel like with certain players, and I'm thinking of a better term to say, right? Because back in the day, you said, like, oh, that dude has like a killer mentality, right? And there's certain guys like that you feel it. Like, that's all they want to do, Max. Every single day, like Jordan, Kobe, like even Aaron Rodgers for a down of a year, that you feel that with him, right? Tom Brady, it's not playing the way he would like for it, but you still feel that with him. Does Dak have a killer mentality? Do you feel that when you watch him play or hear his post?
You know, Jay, maybe you just put your finger on it. It, in terms of the big moment, leading a team, trusting him in the clutch, because I do more than most, but maybe that's what it is. Underneath, like Magic was smiling and leader and everything, but underneath it all is a killer. Do you get the feeling like underneath it all, Dak is a killer? I don't.
I'm not saying he can't be, but
I don't. Jalen Hurts, way he answered the question about Micah, even though he said the leadership thing and everything, you just got a sense that underneath there was a competitive tiger in there.
And Nichols kind of talks about that being with the Dallas Cowboys, right? That's why I always talk about. I love that Micah said that because I want some venom behind the star.
Ronnie in Brooklyn, does Dak have it or not?
And Dak has it. What are we doing? Like, what are we talking about? First, let's remember, Dak went out the first game of the season, probably to one of the most important quarterbacks who he would love to play again. Not only did he go out, his backup came in and played great, and we got to questioning Dak's whole career of something that a system should have behind a great quarterback, which Rush. That was perfect. Rush comes in, the Cowboys keep winning. I said when Dak comes back, he would be the most dangerous player in the league. Why did I say that? Look at the system of the Cowboys. Everything is around Dak to win.
Hold on, Ronnie, you're not from there. Ronnie, where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Little Rock, Arkansas.
Yeah, I Brooklyn, I hear. So that did not sound like Brooklyn to me.
But Ronnie, you got to say, like, this is nuanced too. Like, look, I'm rooting for Dak. I want to see Dak get it. But doesn't it feel like maybe over the last several years there's something slightly missing, or do you just think he's ready made? He's ready made to be that killer all the time. Do you think he's ready made?
Dak has stepped away from Mississippi Bulldog running back.
Thank
in
you.
In college, we remember Dak as being a Bulldog.
Thank you. Tell
when
me
Dak
that story,
got to
Ronnie.
The NFL, when Dak got to the NFL, he wanted to be a proven quarterback. Mm. And he is proven. He has made mistakes. He throw the same interceptions as Brett Favre used to throw. Come on, y'all. We can't just throw away Dak like that.
No,
he used to be a Bulldog.
Nobody's throwing
he was
away
a
Dak.
Runner.
Actually, people want to see Dak thrive, Ronnie. It's the fact of getting him back to the Bulldog mentality, because this whole quarterback is like, that seems
who wants
passive
to see him thrive? Not me.
I'm rooting for
I root
Dak
against everybody in the NFC East except the Giants, Jay.
But I hear what Ronnie's saying, that Bulldog mentality. Like, how does he get back to that?
Wisconsin. Dak have it or not?
That's what I'll say. I say that Dak's a really good – he's a good quarterback, and I just think he's a good quarterback. Because it is when it's the game is on the line, can you count on him to do that? And it's a lot of players that don't. But I think sometimes y'all want talking points, and I think this. Now, this is a question I have for both of y'all. Everybody talks about the GOAT and Tom Brady. I don't think Tom Brady's the GOAT, especially in football, because it's almost by position. Now, I will say that Tom Brady is the winningest quarterback, but honestly, can you say that he's the best quarterback? Because I can name about three or four that's better than him.
No, well, I would say this. Tom Brady is the GOAT in the NFL. First of all, he's the only guy to ever play 25 years or whatever it is now. He's got seven Super Bowls. He's done it with two different teams. First year, he was out of the conference. Both conferences, he's the GOAT, most accomplished. And by the way, as good as anyone under pressure in the fourth quarter, all those things. There's a difference, though, between that and what Ed is identifying is the Michael Jordan of. He was never and is still not the Michael Jordan of football, because what that means is your eyes are on the guy. You go, that's the best who ever did it.
Patrick
you look
Mahomes
up the numbers and you go, that's the best that ever did it. And you look at the championships and you go, that's the best that ever did it. Brady doesn't have that. Patrick Mahomes maybe could end if Patrick Mahomes winds up getting to six Super Bowls and winning four, then because he's clearly better than Brady, maybe he goes down as the GOAT the way Jordan did. He's better than everyone. He's more accomplished than everyone. The numbers say it. The contemporaries say it. The eyeball test says it. That's so Brady is the GOAT, but he's not the Jordan. I think that's what Eddie, but he is the GOAT. Come on. How is he not the GOAT? Got seven Super Bowl championships as a quarterback.
KG and Jersey. Before I yell at Max about the GOAT conversation again, what do you got?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's good, baby?
Hey, man, the Dak habit, it's not even a question. I'm going to be honest with y'all. I think sometimes we get confused with winning as opposed to having it. I remember the beginning of Tom Brady's career was, you know, the defense led him. It was this. It was Bill Belichick. Did he have it? Or now that he got eight Super Bowls, oh, yes, Tom Brady has it. Dak is a top 10 quarterback, and when he's running the ball, he's a top 5 quarterback.
But I'm not understanding the point.
Hold on. I want to hear him clarify a point against another caller, though, Max, because we interject a lot. Doug in D.C., how would you respond to KG?
Yeah, Dak doesn't have it. It's Romo 2.0 to me. I've been watching the Cowboys 30 years. I'm a Washington fan, by the way. Cowboys do this every year. It's the same old thing.
KG, you want to respond to Doug? You guys are on the line together.
Yeah, sure. I respond to him. Again, we do this thing where having it goes back to winning. If Dak wins the Super Bowl, no matter how good his numbers are, we're going to say, oh, there it is. We knew Dak could do it. We do that with every quarterback.
Doesn't he need to make some third down? Like, the reason Eli Manning won two Super Bowls is he went on the road and kept completing big passes on third down. So he has it, right?
Not every quarterback that won a Super Bowl has it, though. Or you think every quarterback that wins a Super Bowl has it?
He's going to come up short again.
He's going to win a Super Bowl, in other words. All right, let me ask you, hold on. Who's saying that he does have it? What's your name?
KG in Jersey.
KG in Jersey. If he has it and he has a Super Bowl-level team, then now he's in his seventh year. Doesn't he have to win a Super Bowl eventually to say he has it? Yeah. He's always on a competitive team.
This goes back to my point. If you don't win, you don't have it. If you win, you have it.
Yes, if you're on good teams every year, that's true.
No. Because all quarterbacks don't win Super Bowls, and all bad quarterbacks.
Timeout. Wait. Back up, KG.
They're not even sniffing the Super Bowl. They're not even sniffing it.
Is that because, wait, hold on, Doug.
You hear what he's saying? It's all about winning.
When is the last time?
That doesn't mean you have it or don't have it. It's because you win or lose. That don't mean you have it or don't have it.
Hold on, wait. Doug. Are you saying they're not going to win because Dak isn't good enough to win a Super Bowl? Is that what you're saying?
He's good enough. I don't think he can live up to the pressure. I think the pressure of the star is going to get to him at the end of the day.
Now, KG.
KG, that's part of what we're talking about, right? We talk about when you talk having it. I said before, there are levels to it. Some people have it physically where you see it and you're like, damn, like that's special talent. And then there's another level above that, that is it, that no matter the situation, they're always cool, calm, and collected. And you feel more than so that they will always deliver. That's what we're talking about, the latter part for Dak, right? Like, do you think like Dak will have the cool, calm, and collect ability to deliver in the biggest moment?
In the end, what KG seems to be saying is, this is a philosophical difference that people have in sports. Like, and the analytics revolution changed the way a lot of people thought. They're like, look, does a player have the ability to repeat a performance, right? To repeat it under. So just because a player won a Super Bowl, right time, right place, right time, whatever, but could they do that again? And what's their actual quality? And what KG seems to be saying to me is, look, random things can happen out of the control of the quarterback. And then what we do is, if things break their way, we retroactively say, see, they had it. But what I'm claiming is this, Jay, philosophically, I'm different than that. I think you have a limited number of reps. I don't know about your hypothetical ability to repeat performance, whatever, whatever. I know what happened. And yes, by definition, if you're on good teams every year of your career and you never got it done because you weren't making the big plays when it mattered, don't tell me, yeah, but if you did it again, maybe he could. He didn't. He didn't have it, right? Mm. Like, what can I tell you? Anthony Munoz.
He has it.
Has it for sure. ESPN Radio has you covered for bowl game action. Tune in tomorrow for the Cricket Celebration Bowl, followed by the Jimmy Kimmel LA Bowl and the New Mexico Bowl. Coverage begins at 11 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
And Joey Franchise launched it perfectly down the middle of the field.
That's really what it comes down to. I see those guys working every day and have so much faith in them.
For the touchdown strike to Trenton Irwin.
That the Bengals were able to still put up 23 points minus two of their three top receivers. This team is legit.
Ja'Marr Chase, he was out. And while he was out, I think Joe Burrow got better.
They could be one of the real threats to the Kansas City Buffalo top tier.
Anthony Munoz, speaking of players who have it, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Got to have it to get to the Hall of Fame, tell you that much.
Can you ask him if he thinks Dak has it?
Yeah, Dak have it or not? Does Dak, like, Joe Burrow has it. Does Dak have it?
Good morning.
Morning.
How you guys
morning,
doing?
Morning.
Doing good, man. How about yourself, brother?
I'm doing great, thank you. You know, I was listening to you guys, and I appreciate you saying that I have it because I never thought I had it, but it means a lot to hear that from you guys. One guy, when you're talking about having it, not only because he's playing here for my former team in my hometown, but I've watched a lot of quarterbacks, and I played with a couple that I thought had it. This guy has it. He has everything about it. Joe Burrow. I love watching the kid. Amazing. Does Dak have it? Oh, my goodness. How long has he been in the league?
Seven years.
With some pretty good team. So, I don't know. You would think if he had it, you know.
We'd have seen it by now.
Wearing at least wearing one ring. It's not two, because they've had some pretty good talent on that.
By the
Dallas,
way, before you get to this,
team.
Jay, Anthony Munoz saying, I never felt like I had it. Understand, there's a difference between making a Pro Bowl and being first team all pro. Almost no one is ever first team all pro. Anthony Munoz playing an extraordinarily elite position in the NFL was a nine-team first team, nine-time first team All-Pro player. It's the definition of it. Go ahead, Jay.
Anthony, you know, I even saw your it translate to the golf course when we were out there hitting balls for Jordan Cornette's charity event in Cincy. But I do want to ask you, because a lot of people have different definitions or interpretations of what we mean by it. And for me, frankly, right. I said there are different levels of it. And I'm sure you've seen these guys, Anthony. Guys that have the it physical factor where you're like, damn, that dude is just different. He has it, right? And then there's another level above that where it's the it in the biggest moments where you feel more so than often they will come through. How do you define it?
You know what, Jay? I agree with you. I mean, because I've seen a lot of guys, and I'm sure you have, that come in and physically have the it. I mean, there's guys that I say, this guy's going to be the first guy I let get off the bus when you go into an opposing team city. But they don't have the it as far as composure, the mental, you know, I call it mental discipline. I don't look at it as mental toughness or tough. I always look at it, I say it's discipline, physical discipline, mental discipline, the ability to perform when the chips are on the line. And so I think it's a total it factor. I mean, give me a guy that has, you know, the physical, the mental, the whole thing that says, I'm not going to be fazed because I'm in the Super Bowl. It's not going to overwhelm me because I'm in a national championship game. It's what I love doing, and I'm going to get it done. So I agree with you. I think there's a several different components to the it.
And Anthony, you feel that when you see Joe Burrow. And also, it's the way you accept certain challenges, right? So obviously, the challenge this weekend coming up is against the Bucks. And I'm fascinated. How do you react to Joe being called this generation's Tom Brady? And how do you think he's handling those kind of lofty expectations?
You know what? I don't know Joe really. I've met him a couple of times. I've seen him a lot. I wouldn't be surprised, and he's kind of said a little bit, that instead of saying this is the next Brady, this is the next Joe Montana, is that he's saying, I want to perform. I want to be to a point where I want people to say, this young quarterback coming out of, you know, Notre Dame, Michigan, Ohio State, Texas, that's the next Joe Burrow. I think he personally has that attitude of, it's nice to be compared to these guys, you know, the greatest of all time, Brady, Joe Montana. But I want people to say, here's a guy that the next guy is going to be. He has set the bar for the next generation coming up. I think that's the confidence and the attitude these guys have on the Bengals, because, you know, they're young, but I think it's like they're unfazed by people putting pressure on them, people, you know, saying you got to do this. Because of their work ethic that I see, because of how much they love playing with each other, I think that's what Joe's saying. I think he's just going down to Tampa, and he wants to be Joe. He wants people to see his style of play. That's what I believe is going on in that mind of his.
Talking to Anthony Munoz, superstar left tackle, the 1980s. Nine-time.
Say it again to the people in the back.
Nine-time first-team All-Pro, all-decade player. You were on some good teams, very good teams. So you've seen it up close, third overall pick in the draft, Anthony Munoz. You've seen it all up close. Joe, there are some guys who, when we say they have it, make the whole team believe they're always going to win. I look at the AFC, Anthony, and I see Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs own the AFC, right? They, 4 years Patrick Mahomes been a starter, they're in the AFC Championship game hosting it every single year. Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Justin Herbert, the whole question is, can you get past Mahomes? But Joe Burrow is coming to the league, Anthony. He's coming to the league as the number one overall pick, greatest season ever, greatest championship game ever, history of college football. First time he's healthy in his second season. He gets him to the Super Bowl, comes one play away from winning the whole thing. That's Joe Burrow. And Patrick Mahomes has yet to beat Burrow. Is there any talk in or around the team, in the, you know, in inner sanctum of the Cincinnati Bengal greats, where you guys are like, I don't know about Patrick Mahomes owning the AFC, because our guys never lost to Mahomes. Beat him in the championship.
3-0 in the
year
2022. I think that's pretty impressive.
Who owns the AFC, you know, Anthony?
I know it's, you know, we talk about, you know, and I think it came out from the team. You know, I'm not one that usually says things. I think of, but I don't say, hey, they got to come to my home now. And that's what these guys are saying. So that's the confidence that, you know, people are saying, well, they got to go to Buffalo. They got to go to Kansas City. Now this team is believing that these teams got to go through Cincinnati. And I think that's a true, not cockiness, not over. I think that's a confidence that they have in what they can do. So that's what we're hearing, and that's what I think the whole attitude of this football team is that, hey, you know, we've established ourselves. Now these guys got to, if they want to get to the AFC Championship game and win or go, they have to come through Cincinnati. And I think that's the that's what we like as former players hearing, because like I said, it's not about being cocky. It's not about being arrogant. It's about a confidence they have within the practice facility, within their meeting rooms, within this football team that they have.
So, Anthony, you talk about these, or we see these MVP odds, and right now Jalen Hurts, one of the leaders of Patrick Mahomes, being right on his heels, and then Joe Burrow in third place as it relates to the odds. And there's a big-time game coming up for Jalen Hurts that I think is like the Super Bowl of the regular season for the Eagles against the Cowboys on Christmas Eve. That is a showcase event, right? Most eyeballs on that game. And we're talking about signature moment opportunities for players. And I'm looking at the Bengals' last four games. Pretty much four signature moments here, Anthony. Yeah. You got on the road against the Bucs, Tom Brady. You got against Bill Belichick up in New England, which is always a difficult game. You got the Bills yep. against Josh Allen and the Ravens. Can Joe Burrow catch Patrick Mahomes or Jalen Hurts and win the MVP this year?
I think probably, and again, Mahomes is unbelievable. I think his challenge is Hurts catching him. If he performs against Dallas, if he can, because what he's done with that football team has been amazing. But I do believe that Joe has a path to catch, you know, either one of those guys, whoever has the lead, with the, as you mentioned, the four games he has left. I mean, going down to Tampa, you know, I think that's big. And then, you know, New England. Maybe not the New England of what they were in the past, but it's still Bill Belichick as the head coach. They can still come up and bite you. But then the final two games, Monday night against Buffalo at home, and then the Ravens, who they're tied with, you know, they're right there at AFC North. So I think Joe does have a path to hopefully winning the MVP, but it's going to be a tough path because of the way both those guys are playing. I mean, you know, for me, you know, Bengals fan, Joe fan, but I love watching. I watch more of Kansas City because they're an AFC, and that's what I watch more of. But I've been able to watch Jalen Hurts. And I tell you what, having followed him in college and to see what he's doing now in the NFL, very, very impressed. And he's got the credentials to be MVP.
Hall of Famer, blindside protection, nine-time first-team All-Pro and friend of the show, Anthony Munoz, who will tell you how he really feels. Thank you, Anthony. Appreciate it.
All right, Anthony.
Hey, one last – hey. Always love being with you guys. One last request to my fellow Trojan. Get him straightened out about the Bengals. Don't let him say that, you know. Guys, come on, educate the guy. I mean,
we're trying our best.
Get him on the right path.
You know it's hard, Anthony. It's hard with Key, you know?
I know it's very hard, but I know you guys can do it. You guys can do it. Thanks, guys. Always a great being with you guys. Have a great weekend.
All right, brother.
Presented by Progressive Insurance. We are Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. Does Dak Prescott have it? Or not? Munoz came out and said Joe Burrow got it. Then we were thinking, is he going to duck the Prescott question? No. He said, look, how long have you been in the league? 7 years. Has he done it yet? One playoff win in 7 years. If he had it, he'd have done it by now. Is Anthony Munoz right or wrong? We're going to answer that.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. We've been asking, does Dak Prescott have it? 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. Opinion is divided. I would say so far, Jay, it's leaned more toward no, he doesn't. Would you say that's accurate? A reflection?
No, that's accurate. Yeah,
yeah, but some people say yes, but more say no.
Like I said before, I want to state my opinion. I do believe he has it. I just don't know if it's came out in the biggest moment yet.
And my opinion has now been influenced or has evolved from something you said, Jay, which is my favorite kind of like conversation to have. There's like deductive. Here's my thesis. Now I'm going to give you all this evidence to support my thesis. And in conclusion, let me refer you back to my thesis, right?
Mm-hmm.
Versus inductive. Here's my thesis. Let's go on a little journey. And now we've arrived in a new place. You brought me to a new place. Dak may have it, and he may have the tools, but he may be lacking a little killer underneath it all, right? Like, Nate Newton, three-time Super Bowl champion, joins us. Does Dak have it, Nate?
How y'all doing, man? You tried to set him up, didn't you, Matt?
No! Nate, you know how we be in the locker room,
Nate. You got it, right?
Nate, you know how we be in the locker room. And you've always been one of the realest, man. You know how, and I'm not saying this is that, because once again, I believe he does. But you know how you can look at certain players, you'd be like, yo, damn, that dude has the talent. But like in the biggest moments, does he have the same collective that some of the other greats do? And I think people are waiting to see Dak have that moment, you know what I mean? Or not have that moment stolen from him either. That makes sense?
That makes perfect sense. This guy came in as a rookie, man. He was real careful with the ball. Then John Kitna came in with him a few years ago and worked with him. And, you know, told him, hey, sometimes you have to be a little bit more aggressive, you know, to make that play to help your team get over the top. And Dak is taking it to a new level, man, as far as, you know, how he's throwing the ball, how he's making things happen. I liked it the old Dak when he was a little more instinctive, a little more careful with the ball, and that put him in a better position at end of games. Now everything seemed to be like a rush for him. We'll go three quarters, four quarters before we turn it on offensively. Our defense has been toting us, and Dak has not been that guy that's took us over the top like he did early in his career.
Nate, we talk a lot about identity, right? Like we saw the 49ers play last night. You feel like they have an identity, and I know that the Cowboys do have an identity with their defense, but hearing Micah Parsons talk about Jalen Hurts, and I know that, look, their attention should be focused on Jacksonville, and that's a tough game, and I understand that, right? But for me, I do like a little bit, as a former athlete, that venom behind the star. Like that meanness behind the star. I feel like I typically hear that from like Jerry Jones. I don't really hear that from players as much. And for me, I'm like, oh, finally, there's that meanness. There's a little bit of that identity, that leader of the team that actually can speak about what this team represents. How do you feel about what's happened with Micah and the words he said about Jalen Hurts and the Eagles?
Well, you know, that's bulletin board material. It will be used at the correct time for Philly and in favor of Philly. But my thing is, when you talk that talk, the guys that I've dealt with, the the Coach Landry's, the Jimmy Johnson's of the world. Thanks. When you talk that talk, you better be ready to walk that walk. And I think now if they can get past Jacksonville and what Trevor Lawrence is trying to build down there with Coach Peterson, if they can get past that, we'll see. You know, because that'll be all up over the wall. That'll be the most talked about thing in a week from now. And we'll see, because now he's put himself out there in Front Street. You know, when the big boys play like that, I mean, they are leading the East. We are chasing them. We have to depend on them to lose a few games, on which I think they won't lose any games. So now when that game come up, you got to punch them in the mouth. You got to show that this quarterback that is having a great MVP year, that he's not the guy, it's just the system.
Nate Newton, you played offensive guard for the Dallas Cowboys. You made 6 Pro Bowls. And mm-hmm. How many Super Bowls did you win?
3.
And how many years did you play there?
I played about 12 or 13. You know, with all the concussions, who counting? You know what I'm saying, Matt?
I got you. It's fair to say you're a great player on a great team, right? That you guys.
Yeah. I was one of those guys, man. Yes, I was.
Yes, you were. I remember. And in fact, that you guys usually had very good teams, and oftentimes you got the whole deal done 3 times, right? Let me ask you something, Nate. If
be careful, Nate. It's a setup question.
If Dak Prescott has he is in year 7. Nate, I know he's not your. He's not. And by the way, you guys had some hellified teams. I get it, right? You were one of the reasons.
Right.
Dak is every year of his career on at minimum a good team, sometimes better than that. If he's got it and he's the quarterback and he's in year 7, why is he sitting on 1 single playoff win, Nate? 1. Not 3 or 4. Not he made it to an NFC championship game. 1 measly playoff win in 7 years.
That is the question. That is the question. I've always believed it's about that. He is that guy that you can put players around. And I think he can be the best at what he does. He, you know, and it's no knock on Dak, but he is who he is, and that's just my insight. If you give him the tools around him, he will flourish. But if you are asking this dude to tote this team to deep into the playoffs, he's just not that guy. And I love him to death, and everybody talk about leadership skills and all of that. That is great. But when it comes time to throw that ball and to be very accurate and to make things happen, he's not that guy. And it saddens me to say that, because I want great things for this kid, but he needs the tools around him to be, you know, like the 49ers. You can see what they're building. You can see what they're doing, you know, and that's we need that kind of attitude, that kind of movement to make things happen for that.
Well, Nate Newton, you are on, you know, when you talk about the all-time great offensive lines, you think of probably that one first. I do in my lifetime. And the Cowboys offensive line is not that anymore, but he has had a lot around him. And as you said, he is not that guy without a whole lot around him. Nate Newton did not mince any words, Jay, the great Nate Newton. Appreciate you, Nate.
Thanks for coming on, brother.
Hey, thank you. Y'all have a blessed day, man, and God bless y'all.
You too. Happy holidays, brother.
Happy holidays, boy. Nate said it, Jay. That's a Dallas Cowboy great.
I mean, I do. He may mention of San Francisco, right? Jimmy G was a throwaway. I do think Dak is better than Jimmy G.
Yeah, he just has more tools than Jimmy G for sure.
Which, I mean, it should lead or equate to a Super Bowl.
Well, that's the last question here, and I'll ask it. Is, in fact, are we misunderstanding that Dak doesn't have it because he's never had the coach? He's had some coaches, and Mike McCarthy's okay, but he hasn't had Kyle Shanahan, right? Is it Dak? Or is it the coaching in Dallas? That's what this season's really going to be about when the playoffs come around. We have a little surprise coming up, and I don't even know about it.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, Their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Keyshawn, J. Willimax on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPN U. It is ESPN Radio Pick'em Challenge time, supposedly. I don't know. We got Paulie sitting here. We're told the producers are springing a surprise on us. I don't trust this.
Does the mic work? Nothing to see here. Just testing out the mic, you know, making sure it works.
You're the best, Paulie.
All right, ESPN Radio Pick'em Challenge. You want me to do this, Pat? You sure about that?
I don't trust Max. Pat, do you want to do it?
Yeah, Pat, why don't you do it? I don't trust what's going on.
No,
here.
It's fine. Don't worry. We'll get through the pick.
All right,
challenge.
The Dolphins are at the Bills. The Bills are favored by a touchdown, by 7 points. What are we saying here?
Yo, I'm taking the Dolphins to cover, man. I'm trying to tell y'all. We've had people on the show today talk about the fact that the Bills are not a physical team. They're a pass-heavy team. Right? Obviously, with Josh Allen, I know he can run the ball better than anybody, but I think this game is going to be a lot closer than what people think, and if conditions are bad, this could be like a game where, yo, word up, like, the Bills win 63. I see it.
Did you say word up?
Yeah, I said word up. Is that all
you
right?
Put an up there, huh? Like back in the old days.
Word up.
Not bad.
Word, son.
I miss word up.
Word then up.
It became just word. Then, you know what I mean? Then,
well, now we just shorten everything. Now everything's like some kind of acronym. Yeah.
Word
I
up.
Can't.
We maybe bring that
just
back.
Say the
all
complete
right.
sentence.
You're nuts. The Bills are going to roll them. So, Paulie.
No, Paulie's not our tiebreaker yet.
Who's the tiebreaker?
The tiebreaker is inside the control room, man. Paulie's the top.
Yeah, so Paulie's sitting right here.
All right, Paulie, who are you taking, Paulie? Who's going to cover?
We're taking the Bills on this one.
Oh, yeah,
Josh Allen. Josh Allen's going to crush it. Come on.
You don't even talk like that.
They play in the cold
over
here.
You don't even talk like that. That's not even how you talk.
I mean, that's not how I talk.
It ain't
that's not how early Paulie in the morning. This is me after 3 cups of coffee. You see me first thing I come in. I'm like a walking zombie over here. This is it. Now I'm all hopped up.
Paul's got a voice for radio, for sure. All right.
Yeah.
That was not a compliment.
So it's Bills. We're taking the Bills.
You're saying that your face is not for tea. You know,
listen.
He does that sometimes.
Hey, Lions at Jets?
I'll give you my autograph.
Even odds, huh? Is that right?
Yes, it's even. It says right there on the board. Even.
What do you think, Jay?
I'm going to go with the Lions, Max.
Yeah.
Mike White still beat up. Don't let Zach Wilson get in the game. Don't let Zach Wilson game. I have more faith in this Lions defense and the way they're playing. I know their road record is not as good as their home record, but I'm still going to go with the Lions to win.
You want me to dress up the Lions for you for a second?
Dress them up.
How do you like that coach they all bought into? The number one draft pick at quarterback who's balling out. Oh, and the fact that their offense is as high-flying as any in the NFC right now. I think they beat the Jets, Jay.
All right, so great. We got that one done. Next up. Because it doesn't matter if Paulie agrees or not. We win. We outweigh them.
Lions or Jets?
Jets are at home. I'm going with Jets. They're the home team. We got Mike White out there. Listen, you can't mess with that. You can't mess with everything going in the right direction.
The Bengals are favored by only 3.5 on the road against the Bucks. The way they're playing, it might be more, but 3.5 on the road, it's like almost a touchdown. You know,
I'll go to Bengals to cover easily. I think the Bengals are going to smack the Bucks.
I agree. I think so, too. Paul, you agree?
I agree.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
All right. Bengals roll the Bucks. Our standings, by the way, after week 14 in the Pick'em Challenge, because, you know, we vote as a show, and then the other shows also vote. Where are we? Hold on. KJM, we're 22-18-2. We're right on Greeny's heels, who's 23-17-2. One game behind Greeny, two games behind Freddie and Fitzsimmons.
Right there.
24-16-2. Boy, we are right there. We're tied with Canty and Carlin, 22-18-2 also. Bart and Hahn are trailing, 18-22-2. And seven to nine. What are we saying?
Yeah, that's the 7-9 show.
Yeah.
Here we go. They're 17-23-2. But who cares? We got Paulie on the set for a reason.
Yeah, what's the surprise?
Paulie, I think it's time.
All right. So basically, we all know how much Jay is friends with Santa Claus. So his friend Santa sent me a little poem. So I figured, you know, I'll give it a little read here for you guys.
Okay. All right.
KJM Night Before Christmas. So it was the night before Christmas, and all through the studio, I went looking for a pen. Went on to my own surprise, I noticed sleeping with these three guys, and I said, could it be them? Keyshawn tucked nicely under the TV set, dreaming of earlier days when he was drafted as a Jet. Jay Will, fast asleep, grinning of moments like these, while in his dreams, he's nonstop shopping for those NFTs.
Paulie's killing it!
And Max was wide awake, running around like a fox, trying to open a present that he needed to unbox. As a shock for him to see, there's nothing in this box for me. Dear Max, love Key. As they woke up the next morning ready to do their show KJM, they realized the true gift of all was just being together, the three of them. Just remember, as Aaron Rodgers says, just relax. Happy holidays to all of those from Key J and Max.
Yeah.
Holy killing. Yeah.
All right, we're getting a hug. Hugging on KJM. What's going on here?
All right. That was great.
Handshake. It's close like a hug.
Look at that. Right. Paulie's revealing many hidden talents
around here. We got poinsettias.
Paul,
we got
Paul, you were on Broadway as a kid and everything, though, right?
Yeah, a little off-Broadway. We did off a little Broadway singing, Oprah, Geraldo, all
that's
those
right
shows.
That's right. Paulie as a kid. Stuff. You hear that, Jay? When Paulie was a kid, he was on Oprah, Geraldo. He was off-Broadway.
Hey, what the heck? I sing Christmas carols for hire, you know? Just call me. I'll do a little.
What shows were you in?
I was Tony and Tina's wedding.
Did
a little of that, yes.
There were ads for that all over the place. So people were like eating dinner and the audience would participate.
You walk over to the table, you know, you tell them like, hey, what's going on over here? Come to the wedding? Hey, yeah, what'd you bring? What kind of gifts you bring? What'd you put in the envelope?
Like, you ever hear of Tony and Tina's wedding? This is a famous show.
You basically harass tourists for 2 hours and, you know, feed them.
Harass tourists for 2 hours.
Yeah, basically. And we give them a real life experience of being here in New York.
Paul, we got about a minute left.
Oh, boy.
Can you just. For my Christmas present.
Oh, boy.
That was a Christmas present.
No.
The same?
It's not mine. I'm a Jersey boy. I'm a Frank Sinatra guy.
All right. Belt it out, Paul.
Can you give me some?
Now on, our troubles will be out of sight.
This guy sounds just like him. Swear to God, listen to it.
Oh.
All right.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Damn, that's good. Go ahead.
May your tide gay.
Don't stop, Paula. Keep going. That's all right.
From now on, our troubles will be miles away.
Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max. ESPN Radio. Happy holidays, everybody.
Oh, a little Elvis.
Hey!
Oh, Blue Christmas. I'll be so blue.
These guys can do Elvis too? Jesus.
Thinking about you.
What?
You want me to dance? Come on, I'll get out.
From Hoboken to Memphis.
Shins of red on this
stop
blue.
Stop stealing our stuff, Elvis.
Christmas tree.
Been taking the culture stuff, Elvis.
Won't mean
a thing. It's not the Christmas present I wanted.
If you're not here with me, I'll have a blue.
You want me to go back to Sinatra.
I'll bring the cape. I'll bring the other side. What am I going to do next?
Go back to Sinatra.
This is really good.
I'm going to do impressions next. What am I going to do?
I don't know.
I'll do my Peter
Griffin.
I'm going to do Peter Griffin.
Yeah,
do Peter Griffin. Take us out with Peter Griffin. Happy holidays.
You're tuning to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. It's a great show.
God, why is he not on TV?
Jake well, over here eating his apples. Look at him.
Greenies
apples, some
up.
Apple pie holidays, for the everyone. Holidays.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.